start with each of you. Can you just give us a thought on just being able to get up on these guys? And when you get up on these guys, it seems like it kind of changes the dynamic a little bit, and you force them out of their shell. And is that obviously the way you guys wanted to play the game tonight? If you're there, you can answer.
Sure. Yeah, I think anytime you get up on a team that's really defensive and that doesn't give you much, it makes it easier on you. You don't have to force anything. You just kind of can play your game, and then they have to change and open things up, and you saw that in the third. So, yeah, I thought we did a good job of that in games one and three.
Just a thought.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job coming out in the first period, getting a lead. Obviously, against a team that likes to clog things up, getting a lead is important, and I thought we had a really good road performance tonight.
Commander, when did you find out that you were going to be up with Leon and Nuge? And Chris had mentioned yesterday that thought you played pretty well in the first couple of games and wanted more minutes. Obviously, you made the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, I found out this morning. And, you know, I think we've all played with everybody kind of throughout the course of the year. And obviously, you know, sometimes things are going to get changed up. And it was a nice opportunity to play with two really good playmakers, and I thought we generated some good opportunities and did a nice job.
Zach, last year you guys had an intense battle against LA, some scraps. You fought Dursey. Banner was out there fighting England, who led the league in fights this year. Just a thought on seeing your teammates, you know, stick up for each other. You got lots of guys that are willing to go down that path if necessary.
Yeah, I think anytime a game gets out of hand, then one team tries to impose their will a little bit, and I thought we did a really good job of, you know, sticking up for ourselves, starting with Evander. He had a Gordie Howe hat trick. Not many guys have done that in the playoffs. So, yeah, I thought we did a good job of that.
Evander, just right here. Over the last couple of years, you know, everyone knows how many kind of injuries you've had and a lot of ups and downs and stuff. Can you describe what kind of impact or what this kind of game maybe means to you, especially going back to maybe to 2022 and the role that you had on the team in the playoffs then?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new year. It's a new playoff season. You know, it doesn't really – it means just as much to me as it does to everybody else on our team. You know, it was a big win for our group. You know, we've had some success against these guys in game threes, it's been like. So it was good to follow that up. And obviously, we want to get greedy on Sunday and get another one.
Zach, the point of emphasis – I think you talked about it maybe a little bit earlier, but the point of emphasis in the morning seemed to be defending. How did you guys feel like you guys actually did defend tonight?
I thought we managed the puck better. Like, I think that's a big part of defending with our group is just managing the puck, making sure that you're not giving them anything for free and not turning it over and playing into their 1-3-1. So I thought we were really good in the neutral zone, getting through that and then establishing some ozone time, which led to some good opportunities.
Over here, guys. For either one of you, game one, game three tonight, is this an example of when you guys best on your team, your difference makers all through the lineup, when you're clicking like you are, that how tough you guys are to be beaten on by whether it's the Kings or any team, if not unstoppable?
Yeah, I think you know, we had contributions from everybody in our lineup. I thought our Pelinka was great. Obviously, our power play did its thing. 5-on-5, I thought we were good. You know, guys blocking shots, taking hits to make plays, those are all things that you need to do in the playoffs in order to have success. And I thought everybody did a great job tonight.
Zach, over here, please. Yeah, just a question for you. I know you and Trevor Moore were pretty tight in the Marlies days. When you think back on that time, I mean, could you have envisioned you guys both being leading goal scorers for your team, big breakout years this year, and having this rivalry now 3 years in a row as well?
Yeah. I played with Trevor with the Leafs there for a little bit too. He's a great player. I always thought he was going to be a really good player in the league. He was a younger guy when I was with Toronto, and he's just extremely tenacious in all areas of the game. So just a great competitor, and great to see him have success with that team and lead their team in goals. I don't think anybody thought that when we were playing in those roles. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised.
I got two, if that's okay. Zach, we talk about guys that are playoff players, and Kane is a playoff player.
Can you define from inside a dressing room how you define a playoff player? What makes a guy a playoff player?
Having an impact in the playoffs. I mean, I think Evander's game is suited for this type of style. Like, he plays physical, he goes to the hard areas, he scores. Like, you can't ask for more out of a guy like that. So just a huge part of our team. And I mean, that's what playoff players are. They perform in the playoffs, and he's been doing it for years, not just tonight.
What is it, Evander? Is it the physical part of the game? Is it the pressure? Is it that it means more? What makes you play your best hockey this time of year?
Just the drama of it all. Just brings the best out of me.
Zach, over here. You guys came to this series against the second-best penalty kill in the league during the regular season. You was carving them up in the first three games. What are you guys doing so well in the power play that's led to that success?
I think we're just going out there and we're executing. I think we don't worry about what the other team's doing. I think we've had a lot of success. We play together for a long time, and it's not about necessarily how many goals you score, but when you score. We always talk about that, and I thought, it was obviously big tonight, but I think everybody's going to talk about the power play, but the penalty kill has been the story of the series for me. It's been absolutely phenomenal in just keeping everything at bay, keeping momentum on our side, and I just can't talk about that enough is how good that's been. Our power play's always been good. Like, it's been good for a long time, but the penalty kill has really been elevated, I would say.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.